This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you want to be part of the conversation, all right? I mean, seriously. Unless you want to just sit there and talk to yourself, and that never works out well. So be part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. And if you head up there, the nice thing about it is that there are other people in the chat room on the website. We have one there as well. And people that you can enjoy, you know, they're on the same page as you most of the time. You can enjoy some good conversation. You can find out how they come on the same issues you do. Because we don't all get to our decisions, our conclusions the same way necessarily. I'm sure some of you have already figured that out. So it doesn't hurt to ask other people how they came up with what they thought. Why do you believe what you believe? If you head over to the website, therealside.com, a couple of things you can do there. Give me your email address. You know, once a week we send out an email. We'll let you know who's coming on the show or the topics we'll be discussing, those kind of things. You can also get notified by text message. Simply text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. The beta versions of our online app, Apple and Android, are there as well. And let me know what you think. Let me know how they should flow, some of the things that you like, don't like, whatever. You know, and just get you familiar with the show and the stations that we're on. So anyway, the website's got a lot of information. Let you know about our sponsor. It doesn't hurt to head over there and check it out. All right. Now, see, this is what I was talking about, where now science doesn't matter anymore. Whatever the professor wants to teach at a college, he or she should be allowed to, or they, whatever they're identifying as, they should be allowed to pretty much teach whatever they want to teach. They are professors, after all. They are the, big wigs of academia. But a Jewish studies professor, he's decided to alter, now check this out, think about this, he has decided to alter the Hebrew language to be more gender inclusive. That's right, he gets to do that, because we're all wrong and he's all right. I don't know why they don't fire this guy. Jewish studies professor at the University of Colorado Boulder. Oh, that explains it. That's right. You know, because dope runs rampant there. They have a dope of her teacher. Is teaching an altered version of Hebrew language meant to be more inclusive of those who don't identify with a particular gender. The non-binary Hebrew project began as a collaborative between a gender non-conforming student and a Jewish studies professor. They're trying to solve the supposed problem that the language left little to no room for those who identify as non-binary. You know what? I hate to say this. That's because God never meant for it to be non-binary. God says he created male and female. God makes a distinction. If you don't like it, you don't get to change it. The creator of the universe decided it was a certain way, and that's the way it's going to be. But they can't, you know, but as one person once said to me, I can't believe that you would have a belief in a book that's over 2,000 years old, written by old white guys with an agenda. Isn't that wonderful? And this person wanted me to accept their lifestyle by making fun of my God. Wasn't that, brilliant, wasn't it? Sun Tzu was used to using pronouns that have come to be known as gender neutral, such as they and them, reportedly faced a special set of challenges when studying Hebrew due to the fact that many Hebrew words, like most other languages, require the speaker to assign a gender to them. Boy, if he could have a problem with the, with Spanish, you think Hebrew's bad. Spanish is written around male and female. Right? Male and they all have a male and female connotation to them. The project, which was recently highlighted by the university in a radio segment titled How Society Is Not Society, Please. It's not a society. It's a small group of people who decided they want it their way, or they're going to throw a little fit in the middle of the restaurant. You know what? These are the same kids driving all of this. These are those same kids you saw in the supermarket that were pitching a throwdown, and mommy and daddy gave them the candy bar that they were screaming about. That's what these kids are. Sorry if you don't like it. Anyway, the How Society is Redefining Gender attempts to address this issue by altering the language with the addition of a third gender category. We ended up creating a few basic rules that apply to the whole language and actually make sense within the grammar system of Hebrew. Right? Native Hebrew speakers can intuitively, based on these few added rules, create this new language without any problem. The new inclusive version of ancient language is now being employed in all Hebrew language courses. This is just disgusting. It's just dumb. Managing Director of the Coalition of Jewish Values, Rabbi Yaakov Menken, told Campus Reform that most languages ascribe to a gender, even to inanimate objects. So this is going to be a common problem for modern efforts to describe gender as fluid. I mean, really, seriously. Latin, Spanish, Greek. Even though most languages have the same characteristics, Menke told Campus Reform that Hebrew often gets treated differently because it's an original language of the Bible. Remember that thing that the Creator, you know, it's really funny. People kind of don't believe in God. They're the ones that seem to know the most about God, or at least they think they do. Just ask them. The version which we called the Lashon, now to my Jewish friends, I am not doing this on purpose, right? I'm doing the best I can here. They call the Lashon HaKodesh, the holy language. Well, we'll deal with this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Just really seriously, being part of the solution and not part of the problem. I mean, what's wrong with that? That's a wonderful thing. And I do appreciate the time you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, whether it's in the chat room and sending me emails or what have you. You know, unless you're in a coma today, I don't see how you could miss the circus that was known as the Mueller Yeah, we don't call it. You can't even call it a hearing. It was more like a joke. The Mueller hearing, whatever. And that poor guy, you know, really, I don't feel, Tammy will tell you, I don't feel sorry for many people. I figure, you know, you make your bed, you got to deal with it, that kind of thing. And, but that guy today, I actually felt bad for. First of all, I think the Dems thought they were going to get a lot more out of him than they did. And I'm not so sure that even he thought what went down was what was going to happen. When I say he, I mean Mueller, obviously. But I got to tell you, I mean, again, to look at that confused look in his face, and I don't know about how you guys feel about it, but I've come to the conclusion that Mueller probably did not know, didn't have his hand on the pulse of this investigation like maybe he thought he did. I don't know. Again, I'm not sticking up for the guy. I'm just saying it was very obvious that he was not with the program, if you know what I mean. And maybe after all this, or maybe towards the end of the investigation, maybe he did start losing it a little bit. I don't know. But I got a couple of clips here that I would love to play for you guys. And let's talk about him a little bit. I mean, you really, this was really quite an interesting thing that took place. You know? And when I say that, I don't mean like as a Republican all excited. I don't mean that at all. I just mean in watching him not able to answer the questions, to look confused. I don't know. If I was him, I think I would have said, at that point, I would have said no. It was real obvious he didn't, and he didn't read the report. If he read the report, he didn't remember what was in it. Let's see if I can do anything with this. Maybe. Come on. Give me the love here. What is this? You know, I hate computers for this reason. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Well, I'm reading from your report. Mifsud told Papadopoulos. Papadopoulos tells the diplomat. The diplomat tells the FBI. The FBI opens the investigation July 31st, 2016. And here we are 3 years later, July of 2019. The country's been put through this. And the central figure who launches it all lies to us. And you guys don't hunt him down and interview him again. And you don't charge him with a crime. Now, here's the good news. Here's the good news. The president was falsely accused of conspiracy. The FBI does a 10-month investigation. James Comey, when we deposed him a year ago, told us at that point they had nothing. You do a 22-month investigation. At the end of that 22 months, you find no conspiracy. And what's the Democrats want to do? They want to keep investigating. They want to keep going. Maybe a better course of action, is to figure out how the false accusation started. Maybe it's to go back and actually figure out why Joseph Mifsud was lying to the FBI. And here's the good news. That's exactly what Bill Barr's doing. And thank goodness for that. That's exactly what the Attorney General and John Durham are doing. They're going to find out why we went through this three-year saga and get to the bottom of it.
You know, and interesting about that, too. How often do you hear when a Democrat goes overtime? How often do you hear that gavel hit now and the noise made? Not that often. Sorry, but it's the truth. Not that often. And I, you know, thank God for Jim Jordan. Seriously. Trey Gowdy's gone, so this is the only guy left for us. And I really wish Trey had hung out a little longer. But when you hear the comments he's made and the responses from Mueller, there was the only thing new that you got today out of Mueller's mouth, for sure, 100% on, was that the Russians seriously influenced our election, and it was done under Obama. Now, he didn't say that he'd done under Obama part. But we know that's what it was. It was done under Obama. Obama. Yeah, I like that even better. Now, I told you earlier that Mueller sounded like he just was totally confused when it came to the report. Let's play a couple of minutes of him trying to respond to the report that he supposedly wrote but has no idea what's in it.
correctly stated. In addition, NIPSID omitted. Three times he lied to the FBI, yet you didn't charge him with the crime.
Can't get into the evidentiary file.
Yes, you can, because you wrote about it. You gave us the answer. Page 192 of the report, you tell us who told him. Joseph NIPSID. Director, the FBI interviewed Joseph NIPSID on February 10th, 2017. In that interview, Mr. NIPSID lied. You point this out on page 193, volume 1. NIPSID denied. NIPSID also falsely stated. In addition, NIPSID omitted. Three times he lied to the FBI, yet...
Now, think about this. He's telling Mueller what page it's on, that he wrote it, and what it says. Now, if Mueller went over this with his team, right, he should have a clue as to what's in there. I mean, even if he doesn't remember every word, I got that part. But he should remember some of it, shouldn't he? Just saying.
You didn't charge him with the crime.
Excuse me, did you say 193?
Volume 1, 193. He lied three times, you pointed out in the report. Why didn't you charge him with the crime?
I can't get into internal deliberations with regard to who would or would not be.
Charge a lot of other people for making a false statement. Let's remember this. In 2016, the FBI did something they probably haven't done before. They spied on two American citizens associated with a presidential campaign, George Papadopoulos and Carter Page. With Carter Page, they went to the FISA court. They used the now famous dossier as part of the reason they were able to get the warrant and spy on Carter Page for a better part of a year. With Mr. Papadopoulos, they didn't go to the court. They used human sources. All kinds of, from about the moment Papadopoulos joins the Trump campaign, you got all these people all around the world starting to swirl around him. Names like Halper, Downer, NIPSID, Thompson, meeting in Rome, London, all kinds of places. The FBI even sent a lady.
We'll get back to this more after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Let's just have some fun with it. This is craziness. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump still calls the Russia investigation a hoax, and he said he doesn't think much of Robert Mueller's 7 hours of testimony on Capitol Hill.
I think Robert Mueller did a horrible job, both today
And with respect to the investigation...
During questioning by Intelligence Committee member Congresswoman Val Demings, Mueller weighed in on whether the president's written responses to his questions were adequate.
Director Mueller, isn't it fair to say that the president's written answers were not only inadequate and incomplete because he didn't answer many of your questions, but where he did, his answer showed that he wasn't always being truthful?
I would say generally...
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said impeachment is not off the table, but she said it has to be a solid case and not about politics. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180 square mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Come on, how can you have a frown on your face with that kind of music? Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Look, I'm playing a couple of clips from today's, from one of my favorites, actually, Jim Jordan on today's circus. I don't even know what you want to call it. I don't want to call it a hearing because, I mean, look, I tried to tune in a couple of times. And every time I heard a Democrat start off the questioning with, now, we all know that Donald Trump continues to lie, hide, with his bigotry and his homophobia and his blah, 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 blah. You know, like, just nuts. He says, stop doing this. We know you hate him. You know, and frankly, keep hating him. Because it just shines, it overflows. And even though you still have nothing, absolutely nothing, I mean, seriously, you have nothing. You came out with a big nothing burger, as they call it today. You're still, as I said back in November, you are still going to investigate to impeach. Investigate to impeach. You got nothing. And here. I said this about the Republicans. I'm going to say the same thing about Democrats. Your hate. You are filled with such hate. This thing you haven't figured out yet is you need two-thirds of Congress to impeach him. You don't have it. You're not even close. So if you want to keep bringing articles of impeachment up, do it. Have a field day. Right? I mean, seriously. As, well, keep it clean. As Jim Croce said, just keep spitting into the wind. Let me know how that's working out for you. Jim Jordan.
Posing as somebody else, went by the name Azra Turk, even dispatched her to London to spy on Mr. Papadopoulos. In one of these meetings, Mr. Papadopoulos is talking to a foreign diplomat, and he tells the diplomat, Russians have dirt on Clinton. That diplomat then contacts the FBI, and the FBI opens an investigation based on that fact. You point this out on page one of the report, July 31st, 2016, they open the investigation based on that piece of information. Diplomat tells Papadopoulos, Russians have dirt, excuse me, Papadopoulos tells the diplomat, Russians have dirt on Clinton. Diplomat tells the FBI. What I'm wondering is, who told Papadopoulos? How'd he find out?
I can't get into the evidentiary
file. Yes, you can, because you wrote about it. You gave us the answer. Page 192 of the report, you tell us who told him.
Joseph Mifsud. Joseph Mifsud's a guy who...
The man doesn't even know what he wrote. He supposedly wrote the report. Now, you knew this. I don't know. If anybody thought there was going to be some big bombshell drop today, then you're smoking more dope than I thought. All right? I mean, and if you're going to go in front of Jim Jordan and think you're going to get away with softballs, you're out of your mind. And again, even with all of this, I mean, we paid somebody for all intents and purposes. We sent somebody to spy for all, again, against Trump. See, he was right from day one. He may not have hit it 100% on the head, or the nail on the head, but he was right. They were spying on him. They were tapping his phones. All the stuff that he said was going on eventually came out to be true.
Oh, Papadopoulos. The mysterious professor who lives in Rome and London, works at teaching two different universities. This is the guy who told Papadopoulos. He's the guy who starts it all. And when the FBI interviews him, he lies three times. And yet you don't charge him with a crime. You charge Rick Gates for false statements. You charge Paul Manafort for false statements. You charge Michael Cohen with false statements. You charge Michael Flynn, a three-star general, with false statements. But the guy who puts the country through this whole saga, starts it all for 3 years we've lived this now, he lies, and you guys don't charge him. And I'm curious.
Yeah, there's no, yeah, right, no bias going on there, is there?
Curious as to why.
Well, I can't get into it, and it's obvious, I think, that we can't get into charging decisions.
When the FBI interviewed him in February, FBI interviews him in February, when the special counsel's office interviewed Mifsud, did he lie to you guys, too?
Can't get into that.
Did you interview Mifsud?
Can't get into that.
Is Mifsud Western intelligence or Russian intelligence?
Can't get into that.
A lot of things you can't get into. What's interesting, you can charge 13 Russians no one's ever heard of, no one's ever seen, no one's ever going to hear of them, no one's ever going to see them. You can charge them. You can charge all kinds of people who are around the president with false statements. But the guy who launches the guy who puts this whole story in motion, you can't charge him. I think that's amazing.
I'm not certain I agree with your characterizations.
Well, I'm reading from your report. Mifsud told Papadopoulos. Papadopoulos tells the diplomat. The diplomat tells the FBI. The FBI opens the investigation July 31st, 2016. And here we are 3 years later, July of 2019. The country's been put through this. And the central figure who launches it all... lies.
I want you to think about what he's saying there. You know, Mr. Mueller, I'm reading off your report. You say A, B, C, D, E. And before he's done speaking, Mueller says, I don't know if I agree with your characterization. Wait a minute. It's your characterization. I'm reading it from your report. Seriously, how deep into this? Now, look, I don't know Mueller. I know of some of the things he's done in the past. And based on him actually sending a few people to jail that didn't deserve to be in jail, he knew about it and didn't care. After doing a few things, so can we still trust this guy? He said he had no decisions, you know, in the hiring of the attorneys. All those attorneys that were Clintonites that were hired in. For a man that was supposed to be at the head of the investigation, he doesn't know anything.
To us, and you guys don't hunt him down and interview him again, and you don't charge him with a crime. Now, here's the good news. Here's the good news.
I love this line.
The president was falsely accused of conspiracy. The FBI does a 10-month investigation. James Comey, when we deposed him a year ago, told us at that point they had nothing. You do a 22-month investigation. At the end of that 22 months, you find no conspiracy. And what's the Democrats want to do? They want to keep investigating. They want to keep going. Maybe a better course of action, is to figure out how the false accusation started. Maybe it's to go back and actually figure out why Joseph Mifsud was lying to the FBI. And here's the good news. That's exactly what Bill Barr's doing. And thank goodness for that. That's exactly...
Now, Bill Barr has got a little less than a year to pull this off. And I hope he can do it. I hope Bill Barr goes after everybody, everybody, Dem, Republican alike, everybody who lied on this investigation, everybody who had something to do with this investigation and send the FBI in the wrong direction. I'm good with him going after Comey, Loretta Lynch, anybody, Obama, Clinton, Hillary and Billy Bob. Seriously, you want to clean up the swamp? Really, go at it at 100 miles an hour and just bulldoze through everybody. Do what they did. That's the only way you're going to strike enough fear to some of those that are holding back. They're going to come forward and say something. There's no way they're not. Or would they be crazy not to, I should say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I hope Tim Jordan stays on this. I know today supposedly was the last day that Mueller, I don't think he's coming back tomorrow or probably again. Although I heard one Democrat say there was a few things that he needs to clear up. What does that mean? Does that mean they're going to bring him back in to clear up those things, or they want him to send a note, a message, a letter? It's just amazing to me. And again, Jim Jordan's right. We are right when you say all they're going to do at this point, they're going to try to keep this collusion, whatever they feel he's a traitor, which I just think is hilarious. You look at what Obama did and Hillary Clinton did to the American people, and Donald Trump's the traitor. I love it. 855. I want to play this other clip, but we're going to run out of time, so I'm not going to do it. When we come back, we got some more clips I'm going to play from today's investigation, interrogation, clown circus, whatever you want to call it. They're just not honest people. And I ain't talking about the Republicans today. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. 76 years old and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. Come to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that... you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, truly being part of the solution. Okay? I mean, seriously. So, I was going to play some more clips, if you would, on some of the Republicans that were questioning Mueller today. But then I found this other clip, which kind of drove home the point that I've been saying, which is if you listen to the Democrats, this had nothing to do, for all intents and purposes, absolutely nothing to do with wanting the truth and everything in the world to do with nailing Trump. Just listen to their questions. Listen to how they start the question. There's nothing, there's absolutely nothing here that is looking for the truth or coming at this from the middle of the road, if you would. These guys came to this proceedings to do one thing and one thing only, and that was to attempt. And notice I said attempt to hang President Trump. And the reason it's not going to work is because there's nothing to hang him with. There's nothing to hang him for. So take a let's see if I can play this thing. Take a listen. Come on, you can do this. God, you hate these things. All right, here we go.
Career I have seen a number of.
Okay.
There is a angry man down the street who's not happy about your being here today. Over the course of my career, I have seen a number of challenges to our democracy. The Russian government's effort to interfere in our election is among the most serious. This deserves the attention of every American.
You secured the conviction of President Trump's campaign chairman, his deputy campaign manager, his national security advisor, and his personal lawyer, among others. In the Paul Manafort case alone, you recovered as much as $42 million, so that the cost of your investigation to the taxpayers approaches zero.
Did you find there was no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia?
Well, we don't use the word collusion. We decided not to use the word collusion in as much as it has no relevance to the criminal law arena.
The term is conspiracy that you prefer to use?
That's a conspiracy, exactly right.
You help me, I'll help you.
Thank you.
It's an agreement.
Yeah, let's help
each other. Did your investigation find that the Russian government perceived it would benefit from one of the candidates winning?
Yes.
And which candidate would that be?
Well, it would be Trump.
The story of the 2016 election is also a story about disloyalty to country, about greed, and about lies.
Is it true that you charged multiple people associated with the president for lying to you during your investigation?
That is accurate.
Lies by Trump.
You know, I got to stop this for a second. Now, did you hear that question? Is it true that you charged many of the people around President Trump, his team, with lying? Well, so he charged them with lying, which makes them the bad guys, but he didn't charge the other people that he caught in lies. The ones around the front end of the investigation, the Democrats, the ones that hated Trump. I want you to think about that. So he selectively chose who he was going to charge. Selectively. Did you find that interesting? I do. I find it interesting that these guys, you know, they catch somebody in a flat-out lie, one person, three times. And they decided not to charge that person. Tell me there isn't levels of enforcement based on what party you belong to.
Campaign officials and administration officials impeded your investigation.
I would generally agree with that. I think there are probably a spectrum of witnesses.
Although, at another point, he said that he was able to continue his investigation without any obstruction. So which is it?
In terms of those who are not telling the full truth, and those are outright liars.
Mike Flynn lied?
He was convicted of lying, yes.
George Papadopoulos was convicted of lying?
True.
Paul Manafort was convicted of lying?
True.
Paul Manafort was, in fact, went so far as to encourage other people to lie?
That is accurate.
Manafort's deputy, Rick Gates, lied?
That is accurate.
Michael Cohen, the president's lawyer, was indicted for...
Now notice that Mueller, when he was approached by Jim Jordan and said, this person lied, this person lied, this person... Why didn't you charge them?
Well, I can't answer that.
Really? So you know they lied, but yet you did nothing about it. Although people around Trump lied, all right, and you jumped all over it. So I'm trying to understand here, where's the justice? Right? Where's the reality behind when people... If you get in trouble for lying to the FBI, if you can do time for lying to the FBI, then shouldn't anybody who's giving testimony lying to the FBI, shouldn't they be brought up on charges? I loved it. By the way, this is a great clip. This goes right to what Jordan was saying. And this was done by Democrats.
Lying?
True.
You lied to stay on message with the president?
Allegedly by him.
The president intended to...
Now notice... There's an area where he said allegedly by. So he has no proof of that. He doesn't know that that's true.
encourage Manafort to not cooperate with the government. It is clear that the president both publicly and privately discouraged Mr. Manafort's cooperation or flipping while also dangling the promise of a pardon if he stayed loyal and did not share what he knew about the president.
What if I had made a...
No proof of that. None. Those were all false allegations. But they got away with it.
A false statement to an investigator on your team. Could I go to jail for up to 5 years?
Yes.
Yes.
Although it's Congress. So.
Your investigation actually found substantial evidence that McCann was ordered by the president to fire you, correct?
Yes.
Why did the president of the United States want you fired?
I can't answer that question.
He knows he's innocent. He's not corruptly acting in order to see that justice is done. What he's doing is not obstructing justice. He is pursuing justice. And the fact that you ran it out 2 years means you perpetuated injustice.
I take your question.
Now, notice the change in the music when a Republican is speaking. Right? I'm just saying, this is, to me, this is kind of fun because you listen to this and you listen to the way the Democrats approached every question. Right? Now, Mueller is making fun of Republicans and saying, well, okay, I'll take your question. Well, where were the questions from Shifty Schiff? There weren't any. He was simply making statements and asking Mueller to back them up. Like, nobody knew that Flynn, right, was accused and convicted of lying. And actually, he wasn't even convicted. He signed an affidavit that said he lied to the FBI. Now, some are saying, including him, that he had no choice in the matter because they were going after his son. I mean, think about something. Think about the fact that you're there with the FBI, the most powerful law enforcement agency on the planet. You know they want you. You know they want something. And we have friends close to us that actually have worked for the FBI, and they'll tell you, you're in the room, what are you going to do? It's not like you can walk out. Right? I mean, we've had other people on the show that actually have been interrogated by the FBI. And what do they say? You have to leave your phones, you have to leave your keys, you leave everything outside the room, and you could be in that room. Sometimes they leave you waiting for 2 hours. And then they come in the room. Sometimes they leave you waiting for, or they go through it with you for 8, 9, 10 hours. I've even heard they go to lunch and come back and you have had nothing to eat. Not their problem. So this is a circus. They weren't looking for justice, people. You know that. They were looking to hang this president. They weren't looking for anything to be honest and above board. They were simply looking to hang the president. Because if you're really looking for honesty, if you're really looking for the right thing, you would have been brought up the line. You would have brought up all of them. When Shifty Schiff went through the list of the people that were that lied to the FBI and went to jail for it or pleaded guilty to it, he would have asked if he was truly an American and not just a Democrat. He would have asked the question: did these three people lie to you? Why didn't they go to jail? Why didn't you bring them up on charges? That would have been the right thing to do as an American. As a Trump hater, that's not going to come out of your mouth. We already know that. That's what bothers me. I said it to you guys a million times. We have forgotten that we're not Democrats, we're not Republicans, we're Americans. Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Write this down for future use. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We want you back here tomorrow.